what jumps out to you about the Patriots studying their film?
Well, what doesn't? I mean, they're a good team, obviously. I have been for a long time in our league, and anytime you're going against them, you know that you're going against the best. And so we know we'll have our hands full. And you know what you know they've done so well over the years of is game planning for you, you know, and having 10 days to prepare for us. We know that they'll be ready to go. Coach Belichick will have them ready to go, and we'll have our hands full. So it's not necessarily one thing that jumps out when you watch those guys. You just know it's a well-coached group and that they're going to be ready to go.
How will Phil match up with the opposing starting quarterback who's older than you?
Be nice for once. hopefully it'll happen again later this year. It's obviously, Tom has set a standard and a mark for quarterbacks in our league. And what he's been able to do in his career is nothing short of remarkable. And to a degree, it's special to get to go against him because he's, I guess widely regarded as the best ever play. And in my opinion, probably rightfully so. So to get to play against him and to get to go against him, it's part of it when you're done with your career. It's a cool thing to look back on, but my focus will be on doing the best I can to move the football against their defense.
Can you feel a little bit more juice being that it is a divisional rival, even though this is your first time doing it here?
I think every game you want to go into, treat them the same. You have to, as best you can. But obviously, when you're in a division game, you know what that counts. With it being the Patriots and everything, I think there's, you can, if you want to find extra juice, you can find extra juice. But, my only response to that is if you have that, then where was that the first 5 weeks? So you try to treat it as the same as you can and go about your weekly process, prepare and get ready to go.
Schematically, what are some of the things, what are some of the hallmarks?
Well, I mean, they do a good job of mixing. That's the thing with them, as they mix coverages. They're very consistent with how they mix the coverages. They don't really tip their hand one way or the other, and so that's a challenge. So it takes a lot of film study and a lot of preparation on everybody's part so that we're all on the same page.
Josh, they're kind of famous for picking one thing to take away, what you do best. Mm-hmm. Is there any part of the chess match, like during the week, where you guys are trying to figure out what they're going to try to take away from you?
Yeah. And then if I answer this question, then it's I know that it keeps going. So, I mean, not to give away our game plan, but it's just you really, once you get your game plan, you have to focus on what you're doing and how you're going to do it, and know that they're going to have a plan for you, and it may fall in line with one of those things you mentioned, and if it does, you need to know how to counteract that. So coaches have put a good plan together, good first day of work, and we'll keep going. But that's the thing. That's what makes this fun, is because Coach Belichick, Matt, those guys have like I said earlier, been the standard for a long time. And so when you talk about a chess match and going against a group like that, it's exciting because it tests you and it makes you better as a player. So that's ultimately what you want out of competition, is to bring the best out of one another. And so, they will certainly do that for us.
When you talk about a chess match, how much more dangerous are they with 10 days to prepare and more time to think about their chess moves?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think they are more dangerous because, if you have somebody that's good at preparation and you give them extra days, that doesn't mean they get bad. They get better at preparation. So we expect them to be, to be ready to go, be on top of everything. And like I said, we know it's going to be a tough matchup, but it's going to be a great challenge, and really looking forward to that challenge and how that goes, and see where we stack up with the best. Yeah, it'd be nice. We'll see how it goes, and it'd be great to have Matt. Just to have his veteran presence out there when you're going against a team that can scheme and do things. Just to have another guy who's been in your system a while and knows it is helpful.
Everybody good? good. Thank you very much. Thank you.